our week-long feature leading to the one-year anniversary of the 2010 Winter Games continues now.
It is day two of Olympic promises, and we're talking about the financial legacy with 24 Hours reporter Bob Mackin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've heard the spin from Van Auk and the government about how much profit was made, how much foreign investment was generated. What are your final figures?
Well, my final figures is that this really was a $6.5 billion brand building exercise. The world now knows more about Vancouver, British Columbia, and Canada, but we also have a very big bill to pay. There's a lot of taxes that have been increased. There's been cuts to services to make this happen.
In which ways do you think the government is misrepresenting that money and kind of making the numbers in the way that they would like them to turn out?
Well, the politicians have been on a program to really overstate the benefits and understate the costs. This has been their modus operandi from day one. They've been telling us, first of all, that there'd be $10 billion worth of economic activity in BC. Then they downgraded it to $4.5 billion. Then they told us last December that no, actually it was $2.5 billion of economic activity over 7 years. And any economic activity is a positive thing, but they didn't tell us really the truth. And $2.5 billion over a seven-year period in a province like BC, where the gross domestic product, the economy, is worth more than $190 billion with a B, really is not that much.
Bob, in your mind, with the economic times and the downturn, that kind of thing, the construction collapse, what could have been done differently, if anything?
Well, I think part of the reason was Van Auk, in their business plan, assumed there would be no recession at all before or during the games. I think that was a major mistake. I think it was political, because ultimately there are politicians who were hoping to ride the Olympic wave, like Premier Gordon Campbell did, and maybe they didn't want the public to have misgivings or skepticism about us, because Canada has a bit of a dark Olympic past when it comes to economics. The Montreal Olympics 1976 were among the worst ever in terms of Olympic balance books.
And how long did it take to cover the Montreal Olympics? I mean, are we looking at that kind of timeline to make sure everything is paid off and everything for our Olympics?
The problem is we really don't know. The Auditor General provincially has looked at the latest Van Auk report in December, the final report from the post-games year, and said he's not interested in digging deeper and trying to find out more. Doesn't think that any more would be added to the conversation. So at this point, we really don't know. All we can do is really just look at some of the evidence that's been laid out. We can wonder about the HST and the timing of the HST. We can look at the increase in the parking tax. We can look at the increase in parking fees. We can look at the increase in TransLink fares last year. There's a lot of bits and pieces out there that are showing that the government is doing whatever it can to try to pay for the bill for the big party we had.
I'm running out of time, Bob, but one more thing. How would you sum up the legacy of 2010?
Well, I think we've got some better transportation links. Sea to Sky Highway, the Canada Line, those are very positive. The Convention Center is a great new meeting space to draw people here to Vancouver. And, of course, the world knows more about us. And we did have a great time last February, and we can't discount that. But, again, we got to look at the hangover we had after the party and what we can learn from it for the future.